Yeah, no, and right. But like, I feel like you can tell the people that like do douchey things because they're rich, and the people that are just douches.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Right.
Like, I used to hate A-Rod. Like, sometimes he'll do douchey things, but I think it's just because he has money. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's a douchebag though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think he's actually like this like innocent kid. Yeah.
Right.
This segment is brought to you by Massengill. While you're running down a beach and the sun is out.
What's that?
A disposable douche. Welcome to That's So Hard.
Yeah.
I'm Vinny Dunleavy.
Danny McCartney.
Welcome back to week 39, maybe. I'm not really sure.
Who knows? Almost Who knows? A year, though.
Thank
almost
you.
A year.
Almost a year, but thank you again for listening. It is a little chilly spring day in New York City, but spring has sprung.
Spring has sprung.
This past weekend was phenomenal.
Yeah, now it's here in New York. Like a little cold again, but whatever.
I'm no, okay but I think it. We are winter coats. Yeah. For sure, are put away.
We're now in shorts and long sleeve tee weather.
I love it. Yes, I am a big proponent of weather based on clothing, not based on temperature.
Weather that based act, on you mean have a weather report based on weather.
No, a weather report based on clothing.
Oh, like what can you wear?
What can you wear? Like, if I wake out. Up in the morning, I would rather instead of seeing sun, just give me like here are your options today: t-shirt with jeans,
holy
with
shit.
A hoodie. Mm. Right, that is how people
That's
should do the
app.
Weather.
That's an app.
That it could be an app. Oh, it could be an app. Yeah,
we'll
call
it.
An app
it makes
and
your
it's
life
like,
easier. We'll call it. It just decides things for you.
Yeah, yeah. It gives like four
we'll
types of
weather,
outfits you can wear.
We'll call it weather wear.
Oh. If you're an app developer, trademark it.
And then
trademark
you could have different retailers sponsor it.
Holy
These shirts
shit.
Are brought to you by J. Crew. Pick them up now for $19.99.
Fucking amazing.
Look at dads out there. Any dads who know how to develop anything, give us a buzz.
Also, that idea is copyrighted, so...
You heard it here first.
By the time you listen to this, we will have copywritten that idea, so...
I'll be bad the name.
If we see it out there, correct. You're getting slapped with a lawsuit.
Yeah, we barely get this podcast together. If we launch a weather app, come on, guys. Let's be real. We're dads. We have other stuff going on.
I gotta put this in my idea.
While Danny puts this in this big idea area, today we have a chock full episode of potentially we don't know. It's gonna be all surprises.
These are my favorite episodes, by the way.
These are gonna be surprises. We recently though, I have I went to my first daddy daughter dance. So I'm gonna
tell us about it.
We're gonna talk about that. Well, first let's talk about what we're gonna talk about today.
Oh yeah, let's do that.
And then on top of that, I did
this is our agenda.
This is our agenda for today. And so if you're into it, stay into it. If you're not, fast forward to a section.
And we already got your download, so we're good.
But we want your feedback.
We don't care if you stop listening.
But we do need your five-star review. So we're gonna talk about these daddy daughter dances. The other thing I wanted to talk about was. A little bit of a flash with the world of the internet through something that happened to me this past it was Thursday morning. No, it was Thursday. Today's Wednesday. Tuesday morning. I don't even know if I'm coming or going. So less than 24 hours ago, I had an experience that I want to talk about. Guys, good for you.
Always be.
Always BC. ABC.
Always be.
Oh,
coming.
That's another one. ABC, that could be a good t-shirt for us.
Always be coming.
DSH, ABC.
Write that one down, too.
Write that one down. New world. We'll have code shirts for guys. ABC. So we're going to get into that. But before we do, Danny, as you go through this, anything happened to you, though, over the weekend in your dad life? Anything interesting or no? Are you having a quiet? There's not always something happening.
Yeah, no, nothing. I told you we're getting the pool and a deck. Remember, this was like a couple weeks back, I told you that.
And you're still planning.
So we had the guy come to kind of figure out like how the deck... We got the pool installed above ground.
Nice.
Right? Nice.
Yeah, so it's ready for the season.
And it's a permanent. It's not going to be taken down every year.
It's a permanent above ground. Yeah.
Can we get some photos of this pool on the ground?
I'd prefer not to put any pictures until we get the deck, because right now it looks kind of white trashy, because it's just an above ground pool.
Is it heated? Oh, so you're saying the deck is going to fill in around it?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So the deck is going to come straight out of, because our first floor is like a couple feet off the floor. Mm-hmm. So the deck's going to come straight out and then around the pool.
Nice. That's
so why don't you appear, do? It'll give the illusion of an in-ground.
Why don't you do like a work in, why don't you give a work in progress and like post these things?
Okay.
Not every, well, I mean.
I'll take pictures so then I can do a collage.
At the end, you can.
We know this podcast has made you a millionaire, so let's.
Yeah, true. Well, hence why I went above instead of in-ground.
I actually, though, met with my landscaper, I mean, because I'm a rich bitch, met with my landscaper this weekend. And not I have a landscaper, I shouldn't say that.
Yeah,
I shouldn't
say the guy that's real rich.
The guy who cuts my grass, I met with him because I need to do some plantings for some privacy in my backyard, because right now,
oh,
in my kitchen, we get to see like four houses because we're on top of each other. So
yeah. Let me know what you wind up doing. Mary Jean's concern. Sorry to interrupt you. Yeah. Mary Jean's concern is, because this is what I said.
You're not really sorry. Let's just not.
I'm not.
That's the world of apologizing for the word apology when you interrupt.
I know.
It's fine, though.
Sometimes I am. I'm sorry if you get offended. I wanted to
do.
We're
going to talk about this right now.
Yeah, sorry. I wanted to do like the bushes and trees. Yeah. Not trees, but like the bush privacy bushes.
Yeah, privacy. Yeah.
Her concern is that they're going to bring a lot of bugs. Your thoughts?
Wait. Privacy. She thinks the privacy hedge will bring bugs.
Yeah.
It's a. I mean, it's a, if you plant flowering, if what you do for privacy is all flowering bushes, then the flowers are going to bring.
Well, we already have a lot of mosquitoes.
I would ask the. Would you plant them yourself?
No, trees
if
do
you
not.
Do, go to Lowe's or Home Depot and ask.
No, do not. Oh, no, oh my God, bad advice, dude. You're not going to Lowe's or Home Depot for planting. No, you go to a local
tell you what
landscaper who knows your town and sun, what's going to work.
Yeah.
Those people at Lowe's and Home Depot are there to sell you whatever garbage.
They're going to tell you whatever they need to tell you to make you buy it.
No offense, but I don't think they go through like agricultural training.
If they assume, no, because they're going to sell you something that will work. Because
they want you to keep coming.
And it's on sale.
Okay, yeah. Right.
They're going to go like, this is on sale. Well, so the issue is green plants do not bring bugs. If flowering plants will bring like flies and bugs that are pollinate, like bees, because that's the flowers are where they pollinate, right?
I don't give a shit about those.
And
mosquitoes
come from water. The pool.
The pool is good. That's what I said.
But not the pool in general. It'll be if you have places
still
on
water.
Your deck where you have still water. So
the pool won't bring
them. The pool will not bring
because
them
because it'll
in
be constantly moving
and chlorinated. It's still water that where they get to lay their eggs and
we're
shit.
We're going salt water.
Oh, so you're fine.
So,
but so bugs will come. I think the privacy hedges do not bring bugs. They bring privacy, but you have to determine like what in your neighborhood. So we're doing, our neighborhood has a lot of different types of trees and stuff. And our backyard already has like weird, like, because when we moved in, there's like a certain couple bushes over here. So I'm trying to figure out is I'm not doing the whole thing over. I'm doing a corner. So I don't want to do a corner that's too matchy, because then I'm going to have these like patches of like matchy in one area, not matchy. So we're doing a variety of evergreen. He's actually sending me a proposal. Maybe I'll post it and have people give me reviews. But it will not bring bugs.
Wait, this as opposed to a fence, you're saying?
Fences are only like... a fence can only be in your backyard 6 feet in the back, and there's a lot of rules. We can only do a 6 foot in the very back, which we're not doing. And then a privacy hedge can go like 10 feet. Yeah. So I want we're gonna get it in, and I'm doing corner by corner. So, but I have no clue how much it costs. So if I'll post this and get reviews. I'm hoping it's not that much money, but we need to buy the plants and then somebody has to put it in the ground. All of which I'm not doing. So, Dan, what is going on over here?
So,
Danny got an ice pack.
Yeah.
Did you just wail yourself in the mic?
This morning,
news in Danny's healthcare.
I get so out of it. Like, I'm so out of it in the morning. Like, my depth perception's all off. And I walked right into the door frame.
Oh.
You remember, after being here for 10 minutes, you just remembered.
That's because a good point.
I've been sitting here for 10 minutes with you, and you've been fine, and now you start talking. After 2 minutes, you're like, oh, I need an ice pack.
Because I just touched my eye, and it hurt, and then I remembered that I wanted to ice it so it didn't swell.
My head this morning.
Oh, I mean, what is going on this morning? Aye. Oh, hi, little kitty cat.
That never happens to you? Like,
no.
Or like you go to a restaurant, you have to pee, but then you sit down, start talking and eat, and you totally forget that you have to pee until like an hour and a half in. That's like what happened to me with my eye.
Okay, that's fair.
Until I touched it, I totally forgot I walked into the wall.
Good analogy.
Into the door.
I think this is going to become between the cat's ass and my face. and Danny's, here's his eye patch. I mean, I can't. This is a live story we're doing. I can't. Ridiculous. How do I do this? Now we're trying to do two things at once.
Jeez.
Podcast and Instagram stories, people. We're doing it all.
All right, let's get back on track here.
Let's get back on track.
So my daughter is in Girl Scouts. I don't even know what I was
You're playing
to.
The...
and I just... There's a lot of noise happening. Listen, we're multitaskers. That's what we do.
Right, so your daughter?
Daughter is a Girl Scouts, and they do a daddy-daughter dance. This is my first one ever. I broke the seal on what I think is going to become a lifelong world of
The school doesn't do it?
Not at this... you know what? I don't really know who does these things. The school.
You just know that you had to show up.
In second grade, I don't know. The school does not do
brownies. Isn't that called brownies?
No, it's Girl Scouts. Brownies is a section of Girl Scouts for the younger ones, like pre-K, kindergarten. So what they do is, and it's all ages. What they did is though they broke the troops into two halves. So there was like a 6 to 7 and an 8 to 9, or 6 to 7, 7:30 to 8:30 showing. Which so at first I thought 1 hour daughter dance. I was like, who goes to a dance for an hour? Mm. That's gonna be like. Roll in, roll out, and you don't want to be really early. So we did. We showed 5 minutes late. This was after
fashionably late. Fashion,
like so that afternoon, my wife took my daughter shopping, and this is how things turn around in our house. We go from like zero to about I'm going to kill somebody to let's go have a good time. So at approximately the place that it was the local Polish Hall in Port Washington.
Okay,
she's about 5 minutes from the house. She starts at 7. It's now like 6:50. Emily is 10 minutes into a breakdown over her hair.
Oh,
my wife has not done her hair correctly. It's not straight. There's bumps, mental breakdown. My wife is now trying to keep it together because she doesn't want to, you know, she doesn't want to elevate the fight to the next level.
Exactly.
However, instead of getting angry at her, she now gets more disappointed in herself because she's like, I just want to make her happy. Man. So then I was like,
so
what's
now
going
you're
on?
Trying to fix two problems.
And I'm like, well, listen, we gotta go, yo. Like, Emily's gonna be late. Can't be that late. So and it was like an act of God came over. My wife's like, let me just try this one thing. And out of nowhere, and she is my daughter loves our au pair doing her hair, and she wasn't there. Wow. She ends up doing these like braids on the side of the head. First try at it, tied it together with a rubber band, and we got up, looked at a mirror, and was like, out of nowhere, it was like tears just wiped.
I love it.
I like it. It's fine. Let's go.
Perfect.
And it was like, bam, we're out the door.
She matured.
In a minute, she was like, you know what? I'm done crying. Let's go. Let's get this party going.
Yeah.
So we got there. And
kids
what was,
are nuts.
Kids are.
The
oh,
show must go on.
The show. She was like, boom, left, right. You never know what I was going to get. So we walk in. What I liked about it. So I also wore. Did I tell you about the suit I bought last year?
No.
The story has a lot of levels to it. So I last year decided I want to get a new suit, and I wanted to get a dark. I wanted to get something that was like I could wear it at work, but I could wear it at a party or like a wedding, so it'd be a little bit more fun. And so I wanted to get a blue suit that was, I would call it like a light navy, something that was like a little bright and a hipper color.
A print?
No, solid.
Okay.
And so I went to this place, My Suit, which is like where they do like custom jackets.
Would you call it a blueberry?
Well, I would call what I wanted was more of a dark blueberry, probably more of a raspberry color is what I was going for.
Okay.
I wanted raspberries.
I think you're thinking
blackberry. Oh, blackberry. Yeah, probably more of a blackberry. But I wanted to get dark.
If you walk in and you're like, I'm looking for dark blueberry, maybe raspberry.
That would be bad.
It's like, sir, here's a purple suit.
I would say I wanted something that was probably a little bit darker than your poof on your microphone right now.
Okay.
A little darker.
Yeah.
So
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I go in. Now, the other issue is when you go to buy my suit, the way they price the suits are like by fabric. So you only have so many fabric choices at every level, and I didn't want to break the bank. So let me just do the cheapest one.
You're like, sir, I'll take tissue.
And this is where it drives me.
Paper mache, please.
Yeah. But when I do things online, what drives me crazy is I will spend all this time online, go to a store, whenever I do a ton of research, I end up always being unhappy with the result. Yeah. When I do things on the fly, I'm like so much.
Gotta go on the fly.
So I go in and I found one of the materials that I liked online. So I go there. Of course, the one color I like is the one within the zone of like the five sets of blues they don't have. So she's like, well, this one's a little lighter. This one's a little darker. And I'm looking at these two. And the one that was darker, I felt was too dark. Blend into every other navy blue suit you see in the world.
Where'd you get the suit from?
It's called My Suit. That's what it's called, My Suit. Mm-hmm. And they have locations. It's like custom tailored to you.
Interesting.
And it's not price-wise. I guess it's sort of like one of those other companies. What is it?
This is Indochino. An Indochino.
Yes, it's like an Indochino. Yeah,
or a place. Suit supply.
They're a little bit more expensive than Indochino, though.
Sorry.
Come on, now.
I'm just saying.
A fucking landscaper shitting on my pool.
I'm a rich bitch. Rich daddy. Listen to this podcast. Like, thank you for the 5-star reviews.
I went to this little Italian guy down the street. He was going to make my suit from scratch.
Well, no. So what annoyed me was, when things are going sideways, so they have like different styles to work there. The girl that was helping me, I was not happy with.
Of course.
And I'm looking at this blue, and I was like, I wasn't feeling it. They didn't have the blue I wanted, but I really wanted the suit, and I was getting impatient. So I was like, you know, let's just do it. And I think it'll work. And it was a little, I thought my instinct was, this is a little brighter.
But you could only see one little piece of fabric.
You get a patch of,
it's
10.
It's like buying a rug.
Like an 8.5 by 11. Like,
it's a pretty big size.
Yeah, I mean, you're holding it. You're sort of, so I went for it. And 2 weeks later, I go to try it on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what the fuck did I do? It was like I was a giant blueberry.
No.
So this suit is exactly what I would call the New York Mets colors for any New York Mets fans.
That's royal blue.
Correct. It is bright royal blue. and it was fit like a glove. Wait,
but at that point, could you get out?
No, because I got it.
No, it's tailor-made.
It's tailor-made for you. So nobody
you
else
can't
can wear.
Say, I love the suit, but I can't do that.
No, I told her. I was like, I don't know if this is
Here's
too blue.
Here's a magic marker,
like, no,
sir.
Great. Oh, it was. Yeah. If this literally, if I put orange trim or anything orange on this thing, you would think I work for the Mets. Like, this suit
Meet
is made.
The Mets. I'd actually Meet love that suit. Mets.
Well, so it is sat. I've worn the pants to work like 2 or 3 times with a white shirt, and I'm like, I don't know if I can pull this off. And every time I'm like, not. And a part of it is the confidence, but I was like, I don't know if I can do this. So then I was like, the Daddy Jordan dance was coming. Mm-hmm. I was like, Emily decided. I said, Emily, you could pick what I want to wear. She had to pick on 2 outfits though. So So I did think the only way to wear this suit is you have to wear it with white to sort of tone it down and keep it simple.
Well, what else?
Oh yeah. I tried to wear a pink shirt one time. Did not.
Are you nuts?
I'm an idiot. Did not work. So, but I never wore the full suit. I have not worn this full suit yet. So Emily decided to wear a new white dress she had. So I was like, oh, white dress. This could, in my mind, I was like, this could be the moment.
You guys look like the Greek flag.
100%. So she comes up and said, Emily, and I was like, listen, Daddy has the suit. I never worn it. It's a little bit much, and I don't want to outshine you. Yeah. I don't want everybody to be I don't want to be the talk of the Daddy dance is the best dressed dad. So she looks at it. She's like, I love it. So I ended up wearing my blue suit, and then I decided to be a little hipper. I was going to wear, instead of wearing shoes with it, I'd go for my white sneakers.
Birkenstocks.
So I went with white sneakers. I have fake leather white sneakers. Pleather, Zara, $55 sneakers. So wait, go get yourself. I thought it looked, I actually was like, I'm pushing the boundaries of my, I looked like a Danny. I could not, I was like, this is not naturally in my style. Like but Danny could pull off.
Well,
so as we're driving up to this place.
I'm a fashionista.
Right.
I'm a tastemaker.
You're the leader. Well, as we're driving up, I realized, and I had no clue how many guys. I assume there's like 50 dads that are going to be here, but I was like, every dad, I'm going to walk into a room.
They're all going to be wearing
navy
gray
blue.
Suits and navy
blue. It's going to be the sea of navy blue. Oh, yeah. And you know there's going to be, there's a handful of guys in like a blazer.
Yeah.
Like I did no tie with a pocket square.
You guys look like used car salesmen.
So I walk in, and I, first of all, I have full
khaki
hair.
Khaki blazer.
You know there's going to be all, so I walk in, and it was like, first of all, the lighting in the polo show is not bright to begin with.
Oh, that's good.
So it's like dark lighting.
Lucky you.
You walk in, and you see the sea of dads, everybody's, you know, because we're all like 5 feet taller than our daughters, and everybody's in like a sea of a dark, you know, gray, dark blue.
Vinny walks in with his shades.
Walk in, and it was like, it was like the disco balls in the room. I was like, bam. And then, I was proud of myself for one, doing it. And then two, I got a lot of good reviews. Everybody's like, I like your suit. And in my mind, though, I wanted to apologize for it.
That's
though.
What the daddy-daughter dance is all about.
I was getting good reviews. It was like, hey, great suit. I was like, hey, guys.
Emily, I'll be right with you.
Yeah,
be right
with you guys. Got in my suit.
Still sitting outside in the car, waiting for him to open the door for her.
So let me walk in first, see if I could do this. So I wore my crazy suit, which if anybody follows me on my personal Instagram, you'll see it. I think it looked okay. But I was uncomfortable doing it. And then I was like, why? Nobody really gives a shit.
Vinny, you got to get uncomfortable. You got to get comfortable being uncomfortable.
I'm becoming comfortable in my, I'm pushing myself. And so I enjoyed it. But the dance, what I loved about the dance, and this is what I was not expecting, was the organization of it, where they didn't have a DJ. They had somebody, somebody was playing music. But what they did is they had these two women on a stage, and then they would organize like dances. So I walked in, we walked in like 5 minutes late, and they were teaching the salsa. So you were paired up. It wasn't just like they're playing music and you dance on the dance floor. So what they did is they taught like across the hour, they taught 4 different dances.
Were you paired up with someone other than your daughter?
Not initially. And then as the night went on, they decided, let's get in a circle, everybody.
And it became a key party.
Then it became a swap your daughter. No, what you did is we did the salsa, and then they did a break, and they had snacks, and then you came back, and then we did the two-step.
Do-si-do.
They did it was like more like Dancing with the Stars, like all formal dances.
Oh, like, oh wow.
And they actually did like major steps. Like at one point, they were like, okay, now we're going to add something else, and we were like 7th in.
Yeah.
And Emily is like me in terms of patience,
yeah,
and doesn't have any. Mm-hmm. So by the time we got to the second dance, she was like, "I need more pirate booty." So like, we'd step in. She's like on the side watching everybody eating her pirate booty, and then she puts it down. She's like, "Okay, let's get back into this." And so we just did our own thing.
Yeah.
And then
you're waiting for the chicken dance. Yeah, to start.
And then eventually, like 40 minutes, so about 20 minutes were left. And then she's like, "I'm just hot. Can we leave?" It's like, no, we have
is
to.
Is she friends with the other girls in the troop?
She is. So at one point, though, but she's not like, she's a little bit, I think you have some kids who are mature for their age, immature for their age, and more mature for their age. And I think there was a zone of like, here, you have the younger girls who are just like, or they do their own thing. And then there's the zone of like the girls who are more like at that level where they all start running around and playing with each other. And then my daughter, who's more of like, she'll watch it. Yeah. It took a solid 10 minutes of all these girls running around for her to then decide, I'll run around for 5 minutes.
That's so funny.
I'm going to jump in now.
Because, so what, when is she like 7 or 8?
She's turning 8 in
She's turning 8. Yeah. At like that's, I think you hit the nail on the head too, because, and I think more so probably with girls that are around that 7 to 10 range, they're either still babyish or they're like trying to be teenagers. You know,
and there's
no real like this is what an 8-year-old girl.
And there's
like
a couple of them that I call like I would say that are like the boy girls, and by boy girls I mean they're boys have
sports,
such high they're high energy. Like most of the girls I think are very like dude. Then you just have like one or two of those girls that come in like probably sideways on ADD that are like let's party, and they're the ones leading the charge of running around, and then it's sort of like a
and that's
they just
actually
cling, they just run around the room and they pick up a girl. Pick up another girl.
Really? That's,
and then goes from like 5 to 15 girls on the stage.
And that's probably what an 8-year-old girl should be doing.
Correct. Yeah, it's normal.
Pretty normal.
But I think the girls judge each other. So boys will get
there's
together
the ones
and
like,
give a shit.
Put, with the makeup on and the fake makeup. And then there's the ones that are still watching like Barney.
Do you know any of the dads?
Oh, so I didn't going into this because I don't, in terms of girls, that everybody has their kids in activities. So I know dads in town. I did not know which dads were going to be there. So I did know about 6 or 7 dads, which was good to catch up. The game, the NCAA tournament was on, so they did have a good flat screen
Saturday
in the corner.
Night?
Saturday night. Nice. So,
Poor planning, by the way.
They were good. Yeah. We were ebb and flowing. We were ebb and flowing from the dancing. Every time the kids had a break, you could see like the pack of...
Like do that dance on Sunday.
Yeah, but this year's tournament sucked anyway, so...
Kidding me? Are you
games
nuts?
I didn't care. The Final Four.
This
tournament
was incredible.
The last weekend was a little. The games ended up being good, but the hype going into the
Watching
Final Four
Auburn's
was,
run.
That was good.
Phenomenal.
I didn't care about Auburn.
Okay, that's you.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't think I can tell you this is the last week leading into the Final Four. I just feel like talking about the tournament was bigger the first two rounds. Once the Final Four was established, I don't think there was a lot of... Unless you're a fan.
You can argue
the non-ancillary fan. The fan base would have liked anybody, right?
If you're a college basketball fan, like, I see what you're saying. That's
the base.
But that's every year.
Right.
Correct, but I'm saying
for the casual...
I think it's probably because there wasn't a Duke or UNC.
Correct, just saying. So going into it, like...
It's that, and there wasn't a major Cinderella team.
The huge story was Virginia. They were the first number one seed to ever lose to a 16
seed
last
year. But if you're not... Unless you
were
a hardcore... But unless you're a hardcore NCAA fan, all the ancillary dads...
Right.
Are not... Or guys...
The main story was, to me, the Auburn run and the... terrible reffing throughout the tournament. But I digress.
I thought it was when the ref... I don't know. I was going to make something up.
This might be a stupid question, but...
There are no stupid questions. Just stupid people.
Maybe more so an obvious question. There were Girl Scout cookies at this dance, yes?
Ah. Oh, shockingly, no. Actually, good point. And there were none being sold either.
Whoa. I don't go to that then.
That was weird. As a Girl Scout, actually for the snacks, they did not have, for any of the snacks they had at the party, they did not have Girl Scout cookies as a snack. They had like, and they had desserts.
You think they would have served Girl Scout cookies. And that would be the lowest overhead.
I'm going to have to, I'll give that feedback.
Have you guys been doing
Well, we did sell, we sold them whenever they did it.
What are your...
Yeah, I mean,
favorite?
They do like a certain time of year.
What's your favorite?
Thin Mints.
Thin Mints?
For sure.
Basic. Yeah, I go Thin Mints. Samoas.
Samoas
are good.
And
great
I like
choice.
The trifles, the sugar cookies. They're very good. You can't go. It looks like a little girl, too.
No, it's like a
the
flower.
Trifle. No, the trifle looks like it's the Girl Scout logo.
Isn't it like a flower?
I thought it was a girl's
or
head.
Or like a clover?
No, it's the side of a girl's head, I think.
I'll tell you what the best are.
But I had a great
Samoas
time.
Samoas and Tagalongs.
What's in the
peanut butter?
Oh, the peanut butter covered in chocolate.
Yeah. So fucking good.
They're good.
You know, they commission out the recipe to like different bakeries around the country and they cook them.
It's a high quality cookie. They actually raised the big controversy this year, though, was the price. I don't know if it was this year or the year before, but the prices gone up to $5 a box.
Yeah, it is expensive.
However, it's inconsistent across the United States. So you could order them online from somebody selling them for $4. We had somebody at Stop and Shop yell at us about the price difference.
They sell more than Oreos in every year.
In my opinion, they were better when they were mass-produced by one factory.
I don't know if it ever was.
I think it was.
Really?
I don't know if they were.
Could be wrong.
I don't. What are you trying 5 boxes of Thin Mints and?
No, I got deep into the Wikipedia one day.
Oh, it's like, how would you even know?
That is so easy to do because once you click into another one, that leads you down a different.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
The Wikipedia rabbit hole.
Oh my God.
I want to start a wiki on us. Can somebody do that for us? Is there a Dad's a Hard wiki yet?
Already.
That's
kind of
lame. How do you create one?
How would you know?
No one would know.
How would you know?
In college, we used to.
Can there be a fan out there start a wiki? Or
it
an IMDb
say,
page.
Yeah, it says who created
what
the page
hell?
You're saying.
You know what
create
I love?
A fake profile. People do all the time.
Every time I go into my Safari,
make me an IMDb
another
page.
Wikipedia is already, like to Wikipedia something, a Wikipedia is already open.
You're the in one Wiki I, that much?
The one, oh, yeah, all the time. The one I currently have open is Godzilla.
Welcome to 1982. Actually, 1975.
That's great.
I don't want to know, Danny. So I'm gonna get off the dance, but onto another topic. Someone get their phone out. What happened in in 1993? Does anybody know what was like popular in 1993?
1993.
I'm gonna tell you what was going on in my life, and then I'm gonna bring this full circle.
Born 1993. Again. Biggie's album. Wu-Tang Clan, Hot in the Streets.
I don't remember any of this.
Nirvana, Pearl Jam.
Okay, that's right. That, so 1993, I was a sophomore in college. The world was huge. We were, 8 years away or 7 or 8 years away from Y2K. Mm-hmm. But it was around the time that the internet was created.
Bill Clinton. I just Googled 1993.
Oh, it's huge, yeah. Right?
Bill Clinton pops up.
A lot of stuff going on in the world. And it was the first time that I went, when I was in college, I had my email account originally was called a Vax account. It was a DOS-based email that you could email within the university. And then my sophomore year, I was a psychology major, and then word spread across campus that the guys that are like in the business school are starting to use these like new computers that have something called like the internet and this software program called PowerPoint. And it
That's
was like
PowerPoint came out.
This is it's early days, Microsoft. And then like my junior year, all of a sudden it was like you had to do a project. You like go to the if you can get yourself into the business school lab, you can find this thing called PowerPoint. And it was like, oh, you can make yourself a little presentation. Mm-hmm. Very crude stuff, right? So this is back like you get a job, and then I remember my first job at a college. I was in consulting, probably circa this is still before Y2K. It's like say 1997, and I had to go through like Microsoft Boot Camp and learn Word, Excel, mm-hmm. and PowerPoint. So, and then Y2K happened, which by the way, the 20-year anniversary of Y2K is coming up.
I
feel like people should celebrate it this year. I don't know what.
Nothing ended up happening.
I know, but that's why we should celebrate Y2K.
Celebrating nothing.
Live through the fact the world is going to end anyway. So yesterday morning.
You know what the best part about that was? Like watching like the
countdown clocks.
No,
of the
but
world
does it?
Ending.
Yes, does it happen first in China? Like New Year's happens, but in China.
Yeah, it's in the East, like, in Asia somewhere. Yeah.
As soon as China happened, it was like, oh,
we're good.
We're good.
We're
China
fine.
Survived.
We're fine. Yeah, but think about this: like with the
their
with
banks
the,
didn't crash.
But you the wonder with like Russian
net
bots,
value didn't go to
now
zero.
With Russian bots and like you know New York had the blackout. Right. Could you on the 20-year anniversary of Y2K? Have like a massive data breach.
Yeah. My favorite thing.
Somebody shut Facebook down on New Year's.
Nobody
Eve
had
this
the foresight to create like the year digits to go past 99. So that's why they That's why they
we
thought
really thought
was
that
go.
Computers were gonna just be so stupid to think that it was 1900 or
just
or
the end of the
year
world.
Zero. Like that computers were going to think that it was now the world's the year zero.
I'll tell you who is
like that
stupid.
Math and logic just stopped.
Yeah.
Computers were stupid. I was in, Emily had an indoor soccer practice. So I was in the local high school and they had the banners for like the years that they win. Mm. And one of the banners was like, it was a cross county. So it was a cross country running and it was like 11, 12. It just had like the dates in the teens.
Oh my God.
And I turned to a mom and I was like, damn, like I heard that this town isn't that great in sports, but like it's been like 90 years since the cross county team won something. She's like, what are you talking about? I go like, it says like 1911 and 1912 was the last time they won a championship. And then she was like, no, that's like 2011. And I was like, oh, holy shit. My frame of reference was totally off.
I still because
I went to high school and you saw the 70s, 80s, 90s. It did not click on me that when you see an 11 and a 12.
Right.
We're 20 years past. Like, we're 20 years into the 2000s. I still don't know what to call those two decades.
No, there isn't a name. Zero.
Like 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s? Yeah. Okay, what about 2010? The 2010s? The is that what we call them?
No, we'll call this decade the teens.
The teens?
But how do you know
but it's
what
not
teens
the teens until
to.
13.
Yeah, but they'll still call it the teens. They'll call it the 10. They'll call it the teens. Well, no, they call it the 10. Like now, what would you call it? If something happened in 1915, I think they call that like the, maybe the 10s, the early in the decade.
That's what I'm saying. Like
1900s.
So it's, I'm not alone then.
They'll say turn of the century. Turn of the century. Those years, the turn of the century.
I guess no one is alive long enough to have it be that.
I can't wait until we get into
kidding?
2020 because then we'll
no,
talk about
the
20s
and the 30s. And CNN should do. Let's Google if CNN's ever done like the 1910s and what they call.
And
it.
And I know VH1 never went past the 50s. Like I love the 90s. I love the 80s. Mm. I love the 70s. Mm-hmm. They never went beyond the 50s.
Nobody did.
So.
I love the 1910s.
Yeah,
slavery rocks. I mean, what was there
I
to
don't think slaves
women?
Were
women
slaves still?
Women can't vote. Yeah,
that'd be a funny parody.
In 1910, yeah. Yes, there was still slavery in 1910.
Was there?
Yes, and women didn't have the right to vote. This world was still screwed up in 1910.
Wasn't the Civil War in like the 1800s?
No, there are people today who are like the descendants of slaves. It was not that long ago.
I don't know.
Yeah, women got the right to vote. Slaves. Martin Luther King got the rights in the 1960s, people.
Right.
Oh, right.
They weren't slaves, but they weren't equal either.
Got it. Okay.
Yes. Maybe they were broken out of the chains, right. But like,
whatever. We're getting too.
Point of the story was so fast forward to yesterday morning. Emily had a class presentation in their computer lab, and this was like totally blew my mind. But for the past 2 months, they've had to do reports on planets. So she got Neptune, and every kid had a planet. Their report.
You get given a planet. You don't get to choose.
No. So they.
I would pick Uranus.
She tells that joke in school.
Always
like,
Uranus.
It's Uranus. She's like, and somebody's like, "Why it's so funny?" She goes, "It's because it's your butthole."
Is Pluto still not a planet?
So no, Pluto. Pluto has been downsized to a star, so it's not taught as one of the planets in school anymore. But
whack.
In second grade, they're learning it.
So whack.
But more importantly, their task was they needed to build a PowerPoint presentation on their planet. Mm. So for the past 2 months, she's been in computer lab in school building this PowerPoint.
Nice.
Which again, if you follow my personal Instagram,
yeah,
you will see this video. And I'm sitting there, and it was like she was so proud of her transitions. And like, but I just kept thinking, like, I learned PowerPoint as like a 20-year-old until like I got paid in a job at like 25.
She's learning
to actually learn this. And she's getting introduced to even what it is on
a
computer in second grade.
You have to.
Blew my mind.
You have to.
So, anybody looking for an intern this summer, this girl is going to work. We're going.
Was she good?
For a second grader, she had great transitions.
Right.
I
love like the dissolve. And
I said
oh,
she had.
That's my favorite.
And the noises, like whoop.
Yeah.
There was some inconsistent use
the
of fonts.
One.
Yeah, I'm a big fly-in.
Yeah, that was the typing one when it goes like one letter at a time. And it
it's typewriter.
Classy.
Typewriter.
Classy.
She had some good ones. She did school me on when I said her fonts were inconsistent. She goes, "Well, a couple of the pages they had to use were like." I guess there were apps they had to pull in from some website in order to fill it in to make it like a graph.
Nice.
So she's like, I couldn't change the font. But the pages that she could control the font, she used the same font and she liked it.
Nice.
But it was amazing to me
I'm a century gothic guy myself.
I like a Helvetica. There was a movie about Helvetica. There's a documentary about like
about the font?
Yeah, about the font. Really? History of the font.
Sounds thrilling.
I think Helvetica
I'm a Times New Roman guy.
No, I think Helvetica is what you use for like
boring.
New York City. No, it's the most popular font for print designers. I'm almost positive is Helvetica. That's why this is a documentary. It's the New York City subway ones.
Also, I like Calibri.
Google it. I believe it's in
Calibri.
Calibri's good.
Calibri.
Aerials, of course.
I used to be a Calibri. Big Comic Sans guy.
Why is Comic Sans not surprised
like
me in your world?
One.
Totally. I don't think that should be considered
I like
a font.
The with all the symbols.
You know what I really wish?
I like wingdings.
Wingdings.
I like scripts. I like a good script.
Here's another idea that I have. Don't steal this one. Goosebumps font. I wish that was a font.
Oh, the dripping.
Oh, that should be a font.
That should be a font.
They probably have to license
it. R.L. Stein would be a millionaire.
That would be, Goosebumps would be a good one.
I'm sure
probably
it is.
Already is.
I'm sure
it is. No, there probably is, but you got to like pay them a lot of money to use it. They don't want all of a sudden other shit showing up and everybody thinking it's Goosebumps. Maybe
if Goosebumps font became a thing on computers, every single one of my emails, PowerPoints would be in Goosebumps
would
be huge.
Font. We should use your... I have to tell you, Danny.
Univision.
We usually talk about... We usually give a... This is something we usually do in the beginning of the show, and we have not. Mm-hmm. But we usually give a hair update for Danny. Danny's hair...
Looks great.
is like legitimately in the last, it's like my grass is growing, your hair is growing in the spring.
Yeah, I know.
Like I have like seedlings going, your hair is full blown.
They're like alfalfa sprouts.
Yeah, it is long. It is.
And I know I only started mine like 3 weeks ago, but I legitimately feel
your hair looks thicker too. Thicker. My question for you is I can't tell if it's thicker, or if you need a haircut.
You think I need a haircut?
No, that's my. That's so. No, but
no,
I,
it's thicker.
Oh,
in terms of,
I see what you're saying. Your
hair has gotten thicker, so it either looks like
right.
You need a haircut. So if you got it cut, or is it just actually you don't need a haircut? It is thick. The hymns.
You have good hair, though.
I have great hair.
He has great flow.
Yeah, crazy.
I got great hair.
You're 60, right? That's
insane. I'm going on. First of all, let's talk about my age.
Barely any gray.
Wait, at this point in the episode, does anyone want to break out anything? Did you two imbeciles bring me something today?
We're about to hit the 40-minute mark.
It's almost your birthday.
All right, 40 minutes. We're going to do this on a solid. How about we do this on a solid 45?
Wait, when's your birthday?
In like 14 hours, you moron.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. I did tell you this when I texted why we were recording on a Wednesday.
You fucked up.
Not that I have any plans.
No, I
brought you I brought you a Christmas present.
False. It was Father's Day.
I brought you a Father's Day present.
Also false. Wait. That was Bobby.
No, I brought him a tea.
Didn't Bobby brought me Christmas.
I got you a Hawaiian shirt for something.
That was Father's Day.
Listen.
And I gave you a firm handshake.
What you guys give me is your friendship and your willingness to indulge me in this podcast.
Look,
let's be real here.
I'm straight. That's why I'm not giving you a birthday gift.
Thank you.
Fair enough.
I don't get gifts. I'm lucky. My Mary Jane's lucky I get her gifts.
I know.
She just alerted me that she is giving me an Easter gift. Every
Easter
year.
Gift. Who gives an Easter? You don't give spouses
candy?
Easter presents.
That's what I said.
It's probably just candy.
Oh, it's probably something good.
You think?
Yeah, she's really good at getting gifts. And
for
I
Easter? You don't give an Easter present to your spouse.
Yeah. All it does is make me feel like shit because I don't get her an Easter gift.
Do you have to do something?
I'm not going to.
Buy her a chocolate egg.
Does she like chocolate covered strawberries?
I don't know.
I'm trying
to get her a few of those.
No, if it's on Valentine's Day, I feel like what would you do? Maybe chocolates at the last minute.
I'll just flowers.
Flowers. I would think for Easter, but flowers are for the house. It's not necessarily for your wife.
No, she likes flowers. I'm just going to dap her up. Happy Easter.
Thanks.
Yeah. What you could do is, get her an egg.
Give her a nice slap on the rump.
Well, no, what about the, we have to go
great
back.
Great job.
No, we have, what is the status of our egg on the bed? What was the egg on a?
Oh, bunny on his tummy.
Bunny on his tummy. We have yet to launch that. The other big Easter bunny on its tummy. It's the mention on the bench. For Easter. We're only 2 weeks
out.
You
could just get her a Ryan's egg.
Oh, fucking Brady won't stop asking for those damn things.
No, we got one. That was the worst.
Wait, are they not cool anymore, those?
Yeah, I feel like that was a Christmas. And that was
no, he still likes them. I want Ryan.
Does he still do YouTube?
And I try to like act like I don't know what he's talking about.
We're not into Ryan
anymore. Because my brother is Brian. Okay. So I'm like, do you mean Uncle Brian? He's like, no, Ryan. I'm like, Brian?
No, but I do have to. Let me give a shout out for all the dads that are preparing for the dual holidays that are coming up. So in the next week and a half, we'll probably do a recording right before. But we are getting ready for both the convergence of Passover and Easter on the same weekend.
When
so there's
that?
A bit in 2 weeks.
Easter's the
21st. 2 weeks. Passover and Holy Friday. So the question is, I was wondering about this on Holy Friday, like because I celebrate both. If I celebrate Passover, I get to eat meat, but it's Holy Friday. I'm not supposed to eat meat.
Ooh,
but it allows me to eat meat because it's Passover. So.
I think you go chicken.
Or fish.
Or no,
I'm not
well, serving
the
okay.
menu. They don't. I don't know if they serve chicken on Passover. I think it's like a brisket. It's like
brisket,
a big.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's like legit.
It's a meal.
Like
yeah.
Cow.
Like,
I mean, you could get.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that potato latkes season?
No, that's Hanukkah, I think. No, it's.
You're asking the wrong person.
I think Passover.
No.
You
we
know what pisses me off?
I think we did that in the fall.
Matzo ball soup, at least.
As a very holy, saintly Catholic man,
yep.
It pisses me off that Holy Friday doesn't get enough play.
Or
Good Friday.
Good Friday.
I called it Holy Friday.
It's Holy Thursday.
I graduated my elementary school with the best score
Black
in religion.
Friday, then?
That's
shopping.
Holiday.
But that's
Black Friday's Thanksgiving.
That's the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Can you imagine we're going to rebrand Good Friday as Black Friday. That'd
yikes.
Be terrible. No, but
Bloody Sunday.
Well, I don't even know.
Is that a band or something?
That Sunday Bloody Sunday is a YouTube.
Well, no. What gets no play is Holy Thursday. Forget Good Friday. Holy Thursday is like
you got to give Good Friday something before you give Holy Thursday something. At least give me a half.
You got
to leave work early.
Give me a half day.
No, you get to leave work early.
Do I though?
If you're Catholic,
I don't think I do.
For you, yeah, you would totally. I'm working from home. Both
are you an Ash on the Forehead guy for Ash Wednesday?
I usually am. This year, I forgot.
Oh my god.
Yeah, sucks.
I was traveling.
I like to put my Catholicism in everyone's face.
If I'm available.
I honestly.
I took a candle, burnt it, and then shoved it on my forehead.
I just walk around with a crucifix over my shoulder.
I did actually, for the first time, learn.
You mind holding that door? I got this big crucifix.
I learned where the ashes came from this year. I never knew where they came from.
Burnt up palms.
I never knew that.
Oh, is it really? Yeah.
And if you get your palms
from the previous Palm Sunday?
Yes. Yep. I got yelled at by a buddy of mine.
I actually like that.
Well, I didn't realize you can't. One time I tried to throw palms out. Well, do you throw your palms out?
No, we keep palms home.
Well, you're not supposed to throw them out. You're supposed to bring them back to the church to burn them. Yeah, it's like bad juju.
We keep them for a year. I think we eventually throw them out, but
that's terrible juju.
Yeah, I know. What are you gonna do? Can you make a cross out of them? I always wanted to know how to do that.
Yeah, I used to be pretty good at that.
I feel like they do that for you when you leave the church.
No, they just hand them like a bushel of palms. And my grandma used to always make a phenomenal cross.
I'm religious in spirit.
Me too, I think.
Well, with that, Danny. Where can people find Real Religion, which is this podcast?
That's right.
This podcast is your religion.
I'm going to kick it off with the website, wearedadsohard.com.
When was the last time you visited that site?
Not often.
Please leave us a review.
Subscribe anywhere you can find your podcast, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, wherever. Review, subscribe, rate, leave stars. Instagram, Facebook, at That's So Hard Podcast. Twitter, please. At That's So Hard Pod. Email us, thatsohardpodcast@gmail.com.
And thank you for all of our listeners, because I had about 5 people last week come up to me on the subway in the streets of New York thanking me for this podcast and how we have
people
changed.
People you didn't even know.
No, people. They all knew me.
Or call my work phone, because I just realized what my extension is. So my work phone is 212-455-HOPE.
Oh, look at that.
Did it used to be like a...
No, it's just random. Like
was it
the letters.
Was it an Obama fundraising extension back in the day?
They can spell out hope.
Look at you, Danny. Nice. For a better America and for better dad life. Hey, guys, if you want advice straight from the
And if you want some Hispanic advertising.
Yeah. Univision. 212-455-HOPE. Peace.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For listening.